Foul Territory is presented by Gizzard Gary Productions. It is recorded from my weekly YouTube program, which is live streamed every Friday at 9 p.m. Central. It is a firearm and 2A related panel discussion where I and my panel discuss current news and events, along with audience interaction, casual conversation, and friendly banter. What will you learn today? And now, ladies and gentlemen, Foul Territory.
Guess I should turn my camera on.
Now everybody saw who's in here already. You've already effed it up.
Yeah, but unless I go back and play it over, I made y'all go away real quick. So they're not going to remember. So hi, everybody. Welcome to Foul Territory 259. I am your cordial host, Gizzard Gary. And it is Friday, April the 12th. So welcome, one and all, to the show. Yeah. Let's get this weekend started, shall
we? Really big.
Really big show. Yes, right. We got some people in here, believe it or not, and they're expecting a really big show. So let's say hello to Ron, 2A Matters, and Kingpin. And Burnaby Sanchez is out there. Ron Wayne in the audience. Our Tech and Daughters is out there. And we have Boomstick Revenge. We have Garage Guy 879. We have Fluffy 10mm Jeep Guy. And we have Misty Mrs. Wayne out there. All right, so we have, well, I haven't seen PA Reloader in a while. Or Paul Reloader, I believe Obi calls him. But welcome, welcome. Going down the list, we have Chessboard out there. And we have Hillbilly Up out there and in here. And we have Woods in the audience. We have Obi Noxious One out there and in here.
And never heard of her.
I haven't either. We have Defense Dad C and Gun People. All right. We have Jacob S. out there in the audience. We have Guns N Barbecue out there and in here.
Sounds fake.
Yeah, he is fake. We have Mr. Bob Dobelina. Mr. Dobelina. Mr. Bob Dobelina is out there. Dale Pogue is in the audience. And we have Misha N in the audience. And Gun Websites out there and in here. So, we got quite the menagerie already out there waiting for us. And 223DMR just jumped in. If I missed anybody, hold your hand up out there in the audience or send me a text or whatever and say, hey, you missed me. What the heck? It's possible. It's possible. But you know who I won't miss? And that is my panel. My stellar panel. And here they are. Just like that. And we have Minnie Wayne out there in the audience. And we have some guy. I think his name is Cheeseburger Jonathan Burger. Hey, you missed me. What the heck? Oh. Well, hi, Jonathan.
Sounds like an ass.
Could be, very much. All right, so let's meet tonight's panel, shall we? Because we can't have a show without a panel, after all. So, the first item up for bids is my co-host with the co-most, who claims to not be engaged in a bidness. He is, of course, from the state of North Carolina. He is the sunshine that brightens our day. The Oracle of Knowledge, the Voice of Reason, and the Man of Orange, I introduce to you the esteemed Obnoxious One.
Yes, I would just like to make it known for legal purposes that I am not engaged in the bidness.
Noted. Duly noted.
Not at all. And yo.
And I would like to make the statement that I am not engaged, period. Nor am
now.
I going to be, so.
Mm-hmm. famous last words.
It's true.
Not
so anyway.
Wrong.
Thank you for being here.
I'm contractually obligated.
That's true. And at least in theory compensated. Our next panelist comes to us from the, not the Keystone Beer State, but from the Keystone State, period. And he, of course, is the guy who shoots and eats and cooks. And I hear it might be all right. But he's here. He's here to brighten our day also. Let's welcome Guns of Barbecue.
Yo.
Yo. I guess technically that's not taken because it hasn't been used yet, so at least for now you own it.
I absolutely used it.
Stuff and things?
Free chat. Yeah. We have Black Rifle Medic out there. Welcome. All right.
Does he only work on black rifles, or
ones that need medical attention? Yes.
Or is he black and a rifle medic?
Hmm. You know, I didn't think of it that way. Mm-hmm. It's possible. It's possible.
Uh oh.
Or is he a black rifle that's a medic?
Oh, I didn't think of that one.
Mr. Bob Dobelina says, I ain't hiding from nobody. Nobody hiding from me because I got calibers what penetrate hard barriers.
Or do they identify as a black rifle?
Misha says, I do not in any way, shape, or form engage in any business or associate with P. Diddy. That's good.
But what does Misha know about the Clintons?
What about R. Kelly?
Black Rifle Medic says, everything the government hates. Hey, you're our kind of guy. All right.
Like this dude or dudette.
Yeah, we just need Abigail in here now.
Sounds like Fed to me. I probably too enjoy short-barreled rifles, fellow patriots.
And putting braces to my shoulder.
Maybe he's a YouTube auditor.
He didn't say he wasn't. But thank you for being here, Guns and Barbecue. Let's go on because we have a couple more panelists. So we go down to the second row. And we have a man who's my neighbor to the east from the state of Misery, as Snob calls it. And he is, of course, the host of the Saturday Night Guns, Beer, and Therapy podcast. And his mission is to make someone's day better. So today he's here to make your day better. Let's welcome your friend and mine, Hillbilly Up.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for having me. Not to say that's southeast.
Well.
Just about as much south as I am east of you.
Well, south of me is Oklahoma.
But southeast.
Southeast will take me pretty close to Joplin, so I might catch the edge of Missouri.
Keep going way on past Joplin before you get to me down that way.
If I go too far. Yeah, you're off that direction. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Let's see.
6 miles from Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. Thanks for having me tonight, buddy. Man, awesome side chat out there, man.
You bet.
Always looking forward to a fun Friday night with you guys.
All right. Well, thanks for being here. We have one more panelist this evening. And he is the host of the next program that follows this one, which is a weekly 2A wrap-up. And what else can I say about him except he's got food and he's not sharing? Let's welcome Gun Websites.
Where's my mic at? So is my mic working?
It is working.
All right. I totally forgot that I have a show after this. I only about have it half made, so I probably shouldn't have jumped in here. But the topic seemed interesting. I wanted to hear what everybody had to say, so I might jump out early.
Well, all righty. We are glad to have you for whatever time you can stay. So thank you for being here.
I've tried putting the show together while the show is like while they've been in here, but it's impossible to do two things at the same like that, like two things like that at the same time. I end up failing at it, so I probably have to bail to try to put something my show up.
That's totally understandable. Let's see. Misha says, "I know the Clintons off anyone who dares to mess with them." Don't say that. Don't say that. Black Rifle Medic says, "Obviously, you've not been on my channel." LOL. Have not. Do I dare look? Let's go look real quick. I'm going to go look at his channel. By golly, he's not kidding. Oh, I'm already subscribed to your channel. All right. I've met you before, evidently. All right. So, let's see. Wood says geography is hard. Misha says so is geology. Well, yeah. Fair enough. What are you eating there, G-Webs? Looks good.
You wouldn't want to eat it.
Tofu?
Yeah, with curry stuff on it.
Oh, I'll pass.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus. Oh.
Minnie Wayne says, ooh, yummy.
I always knew there was something wrong with Minnie Wayne.
He might be our next president. You never know. I mean, we've already had a puppet for president before. Probably more than once. Did I say like, that?
I hear the tofu stuff's good. I can't bring myself to try it.
We have R4 Mississippi Thunder is out there. He says, hey, good. Y'all.
It's not good. It's just I wanted vegetables and wanted the curry stuff on it, and I'm not going to tell them to take it off, right? They're paying for it. It just tastes like empty cheese. It's worthless. If they fry it, it tastes like fried empty cheese, at least.
No, okay. Misha says, G-Webs definitely didn't lie. Okay. Well, that's always a plus. All right, so I don't know where the rest or if any more of my panelists coming or not. We will see. But let's go ahead and delve into this evening's topic, which the theme of this show is engaged in the business. So what are we talking about here, folks? Engaged in the business. Well, let me get my notes up here, at least some of them. Oh. Okay, I had an email from one of my... we're discussing the ATF's final rule that was released this week and its definition of the term engaged in the business and what that means to all of us. Plus news. Well, that's another thing we might cover later. I'm starting to read too far into my notes. So, I guess the Biden administration is reporting that this final rule closes a gun show loophole. Unfortunately, we all know there is no such thing as a gun show loophole. But it does broaden the definition of who is engaged in the business of selling firearms. The definition, and a lot of people have reported on this, it's probably more unclear now than it ever was. The final rule documentation is 466 pages, if that tells you anything. Our attorney general has made the statement, if you sell guns predominantly to make a profit, you must be licensed. But it appears that maybe their goal is to have more people licensed, to have everybody licensed, I don't know.
No, to require a license and then not offer any licenses. It's that type of scheme.
Well, that's a problem. If you have that many FFL applications, it's going to be backed up so long. People are going to be scared to sell anything. And
well, there's a catch-22 in it already. You have to sell enough to qualify as an FFL.
Right, right. And then, of course, once you do that, you've documented practically all of the private sales also, which they would love to have.
Well, so what this would do is document all the private sales, but at the same time, potentially making one private sale would put you in the realm of dealing in firearms and require you to have an FFL.
Everybody can sell guns for $5 and then sell a box of ammo for $375.
But at the same time, you wouldn't even, with the way this is written, you wouldn't necessarily have to sell a firearm. It could just be that you're offering a firearm for sale. Just the mere act of that could then place you in the realm of dealing firearms and then require you to now have an FFL.
This sounds awfully arbitrary and capricious. I don't think our government would do anything like that.
No, I think we're
safe. I know, right?
Yeah. It's probably, you even make it sound like it's a little vague. And I just don't see that coming out of Washington.
No, we probably can't
understand this.
So,
has anybody read the rule?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'll say, I looked at the first page of it. It's like, I'm not reading all this stuff.
It was read off.
Well, it came out today?
It came out earlier in the week. Was it Wednesday or Thursday?
It was read off on John Crump's channel last night.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah. So, with the way I'm to understand it, there are no criminal penalties to go along with this. However, you're presumed guilty, but this is civilly. But then, say you get into trouble later for something criminal, then they get to go back and say, oh, in this civil matter, you know, he was guilty or he or she was guilty of, you know, dealing firearms without a license, and use that against you in your criminal suit. So while technically there's no criminal liabilities to come from this, just civil, it could later on be used against you if you were to ever get yourself hemmed up for whatever reason. You know, I mean, God forbid, I mean, you could get into a fist fight with somebody, you know, and you're not in the wrong. I mean, heck, we're all law-abiding citizens. We carry, you know.
Speak for yourself.
Why do we carry, you know, in case we ever have to use that firearm in self-defense? You had to use that firearm in self-defense now, and you've got an overzealous prosecutor that looked at your case and, you know, maybe like I've got a 1911 on layaway right now that has Punisher grips on it. And they went, oh, Punisher grips. Clearly he is a vigilante, was waiting for this to happen. You know, let's say I had that 1911 on me when I had this happen and decided to prosecute me on that. And then they got wind of that civil suit from the ATF with, you know, oh, he was dealing firearms and, you know, guilty because that's just the presumption. Then that comes back in to your criminal trial now. That's not going to go too well.
So Black Rifle Medic says they want a registry. They are roundabout doing it more and more. Well, obviously. Obviously. I want to say hello to Vanessa Kitty out there who joined recently. Also, Keith Gregory is out there, and Travis T, who is getting more and more overdue for a prize giveaway victory.
I feel like he's going to have to Clinton the Waynes with the way Ron and Misty have been winning everything. It's been cutting into his winnings.
So we also have Ghost Tactical, who just joined us. He says, Aloha, amigos. Welcome, Ghost.
Is he in Hawaii?
Evidently.
Nice. Good for him.
So, I guess, how does this rule affect each of us? Is it going to affect us? What do you think, Obi?
F the ATF. I think I don't know. It's like I said, it's purposely vague and arbitrary so that the average person can understand it. Much like the brace rule was vague and arbitrary and never really released outside of social media. So, you know, somebody who's not involved in that sphere may have never seen the brace rule, to be honest with you. I mean, and this is going to be the same thing. And they're, but purposely vague and arbitrary is what the government does best. And they're leaving themselves wiggle room to go after you if they want.
Of course.
But as far as how this affects, I take, if I ever do get rid of one, I take it down to my pawn shop and give it to them. They put it on consignment and they deal with it. That's how I do it. But
which might be the safest way to handle some but stuff.
Which is a registry.
All depending on what you want to do.
But at the same
it sure
time,
does I'm... make it, it makes it kind of iffy if you have a buddy that wants to buy your rifle or, you know, stuff like that.
At the same time, I'm to understand it's the same deal now. Even if you were to go into an FFL to have them, you know, do a transfer for your private sale or do a consignment for you or whatnot, that still counts as you selling your firearm. And, you know, if you were to make a profit or something, now you're in the business of dealing firearms.
You could go in and you don't have to have an FFL to sell to an FFL.
But if you're making a profit,
you're saying that you need to have a FFL in order if you're making a profit off of them.
Indeed.
Yeah, but this ruling, as I understand it, they've kind of went away from just profit to basically saying if you're in the business of, you know, transferring firearms, just, you know, if you're actively trying to get rid of your guns, you know, if you so much as say to your friend, hey, I've got a 9mm, you interested in buying it? They can interpret that as being in the business because you're soliciting a sale, whether or not you're making a profit or not, you're still trying to.
Yeah, but if you go into an FFL, but
Barbecue just said, didn't you, that you have to make money, like you have to be in the business of. So if you just say, hey, I want to sell some guns, unless you do that every Tuesday, you're not in the business of.
So if I were to find a killer deal at one gun shop, say I found an AK for $500, and I could go in to another gun shop, and I know I'm going to be able to sell it to them for $800 because they're going to sell it for $12. Well, then now I'm in the business of dealing because I just bought that for a profit and I sold it for a profit. It doesn't matter if I sold it to another FFL or not.
Right. But I'm not sure that.
Well, but earlier you said that you have to make money, like a majority of your money doing it. Back to that thing. It didn't do it that way.
Because I don't think the new rule says that so much. You don't say that in over 100 pages. They've encompassed what they can They've added to what they can interpret as engaged in the business from before. Before it was basically for the purpose of making a profit, and they've expanded greatly on that definition. That's a problem. It's way more than it was before.
Well, if you're going to go around and ask me my opinion of this, this happened to, it almost seems like it's scheduled to be on an election year, the way they hold the reins on this shit and when they decide to hand it out and distribute it or whatever. They've set this stuff up a long time ago to be a distraction, to divide gun owners and confuse. Gives them score. Like, they win all the election year. Look what we did. Look what we did. If 5 minutes after they do it, it gets taken away, they still have the election score to say, look what we did. So this is a political win for them. They created it. They get to set and run around saying they won. We get to, Republicans or whoever you want to say we are, get to run around going, oh, we're going to fight this. So they don't even care. It's like part of the stupid game. I think this was a major distraction from all the other political horrible shit that's going on. And they need the other side, what they consider the other side, to be as fragmented as possible. And this is a classic way of them doing this on cue on for an election year, essentially coming up with something out their ass that they've been kind of warming up for a while and dropping it. They could care less the consequences. If it's a win, if somehow we all sat down and went to sleep and said, take our guns, they would win. But they know that even if they lose, they get to act like they won. They're still going to make money. We just seen that what's his face, that kid, his organization spent almost all their money on screwing around instead of doing anything, you know, especially lobbying. So they know that this, you know, their side's a major money engine. So this is just part of that whole thing. We need to smart up and not just play the game and get all mad about this shit. And instead come up with different strategies so that this isn't always a win for them, no matter how we react.
Well, it's always going to be a win for them because they get to go to their base and say, well, look what we put out.
Base away. We take the middle 80% away by awareness, and we've got lots of organizations working on that. And then we take their base away with some other strategies, like we take away the antis by kind of pulling the sheets away, pulling the curtain aside, just like with that hog kid and how much money they spend on themselves instead of on anything important. We can do it by not even touching them, by just saying suicide's the number one thing they point at, and they don't care at all. They haven't done anything for suicide. I could sit here for an hour and you guys would get bored talking about the things that we have on our side. If you count veterans on our side for suicide, we've got tons. Their side, lip service. So we can expose their side. We have actionable things to do. It's just more, well, I don't want to get into that stuff, but I think this was a political stunt and positioned strategically at this point because of the elections.
Yeah, well, I think it was more than a political stunt because no matter what, like you said, it's a win-win for them. Is it a political stunt? Absolutely. But at the same time, you know, this is something where when it's convenient for them, they're going to use it. And when they can go and throw people against the wall, they're going to. It's more than just a stunt. It's something that they are going to use as they can.
It'd be nice if we put them on defense every now and then instead of us, but always being on defense with in the 2A community.
Oh, no. So we've been on offense for a while now. Ever since the NYSERDA decision came down, I mean, that's why we've been seeing so much of this stuff. That's been a lot of, you know, just the left just throwing stuff against the wall where they're lashing out, you know, some of the stuff in Illinois, Washington, California, New York, where they're like, screw what the Supreme Court said. We're doing this just because we feel like it, and, you know, screw them. And we know this is going to get shot down anyways, but we're doing it because it's going to make us feel good. And, you know, it's because they know their backs are against the wall. They know they're playing defense right now. We've got across the nation like 400 some court cases in the court system right now fighting against anti-gun legislations that are getting ready to not crap out because of the NYSERPA decision. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that.
Now, I always appreciate all those who support the channel, but I also know that money is tight lately. However, did you know that you can support the channel without it costing you one red cent? That's right. All you have to do is use my Amazon store link when you shop at Amazon. So just go to amazon.com/shop/GizzardGary without any spaces when you do your Amazon shopping. And when you shop using that link, no matter what you buy during that session, the channel will receive a small commission from your purchases. As always, thank you for your support.
Court decisions are the end-all be-all. I mean, they are a vital thing to get rid of bad anti-gun legislation that has been passed before, but we also need to get proactive and stop this stuff before it gets to that point now. But to think that we're not on the offense, that's crazy. We're on the offense. But things like this are going to happen. But right now we're in a really good position.
I agree. Okay. 100%. Well said.
I want to take the time to acknowledge some people who've come into the chat. We do have Midnight Range TM out there. Midnight. Also, Xanti Misfit is out there. Chad Kelly, Mr. Knives Chocolate.
This also, is a chocolate spring roll.
There you go. Mike is out there also. Just plain old Mike. Black Rifle Medic says civil, there's less burden of proof versus criminal. Would be easier for the AFT to go after people. Finstead says, wait, the ABC boys just want to make us all safe, right? Of course they do. Midnight Range TM says, I think you're allowed to have SBRs if you mount the scope backwards and keep the lens covers closed when you shoot. Gee, I don't know where that came from. let's see. Black Rifle Medic says, Midnight, don't forget the chicken wing. There we go. Ozzy Osbourne is out there barking at the moon. Xanti Misfit says, we fibbed to the DMV on car sales, so now they assess the value blue book. They're going to make a blue book for firearms and just tell you what the gun is worth and how much tax. Not sure where that came from. Travis T says, guess I'll be keeping mine, but I'll still buy as I see fit, whether the seller is an FFL or not. Let's see. Chessboard says, Gizzard Gary, they're trying to stop all gun sales outside of an FFL. That's probably true. Midnight says, they'll eventually say, if you can't prove you're not making a profit on a gun sale, you're a dealer. It's like selling concert tickets. It's okay if you don't charge more than face value. Okay. Possibly. He says, if you pay $500 and can prove you can sell it for $500, if you charge $600, you're a dealer. I'm not saying that's how it is, but I wouldn't doubt they do shit like that.
That's what I was saying. Sell the gun for $5 and then sell a box of ammo for $750 along with it.
That's genius. Chessboard says, Hillbilly, yeah, Brandon told us we need an F-16 or maybe a nuke so you know where they stand. They want the guns, period. We have Redneck Plinkster out there. Wow. Also, we have Daddy Dutch Barbecue and we have Cowgirl Candace putting in the hashtag. By the way, that hashtag for the giveaway is #FT259. So, yeah, we've got 36 people out there in the audience. We also just got joined by Baroness VG. All right. Very good. So, yeah, it's kind of hard to discuss this topic because we don't it's really hard to pin down exactly what the topic is. Nobody really knows how they're going to interpret this rule or how they're going to use it. I think it's really maybe designed that way, designed to be ambiguous. We can just pretty much write you up for anything now, folks. That's kind of what I'm getting out of this. Is it a scare tactic?
Well, I don't. It wasn't that many years ago they wanted to put a stop on garage sales, too, because government wasn't getting taxes on tax money on that.
They never really sell the garage. It's a ripoff.
I know. I've went to many a yard sale, and the yard is not for sale when you get there. It's like, that's just false advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Chessboard says Gizzard Fear. Yeah, it's kind of what I'm worrying about, but what's...
So they want to get rid of people buying guns because they don't like guns. They fear guns and the individual freedom or individual liberty kind of mindset that comes with the, you know, the lack of fear about them. So they want to make it confusing. Think about when the, what do you call those things? The bump stock thing happened, and when the frame of receiver happened, and when the pistol brace thing happened. As gun people, how many people do you know that know you're a gun person came up to you and said, hey, what's the deal with this and that? Is my thing still good to go and blah, blah, blah. This is just another one of those things, again, to right at the right time to kind of set up for election season. They can create this thing that's going to make people that are in the middle, you know, wonder, what is all this? Or people that are kind of half, you know, kind of, what do they call them? Fair weather gun owners or whatever. Sunday gun owners, they're going to be like, what's it? Oh man, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't sell that thing. Or maybe I should sell it right away. Or maybe I should just quit buying guns. You know, it's just to get people who are kind of hobbyists away. Well, like you know, we were saying, there's no, they win so many ways with this. The only way they don't win is when we get sick of it and get organizations at a national level that actually lead instead of just follow some bullshit ass marketing recipe. And, you know, we have actual tactics that get rid of this stuff.
So
awareness.
A few more comments out there. Misha says, that's the whole goal. Make it vague. Then you control the rules. He who controls rules makes rules. Now, Baron says, I believe I read in the rule that if you buy a gun with the money, it doesn't matter if you made a profit on a sale. And Ozzy says, and this is one of the questions I have, it will most likely go to court.
Well, it's definitely going to go to court.
Yeah, but I'm almost sure we're going to have
somebody's going to be that test case, and that somebody may also have the ATF show up at their front door at 6 a.m. and put some tape over their Ring doorbell.
Uh-huh. And may Baron or may not correct. Spend 6 months in federal prison waiting for the case to hash out.
Baron is correct. If you buy another gun with the money made from selling the gun that you sold, that it doesn't matter. But the gun that
you don't have to pay capital gains tax on it, then that's what you're saying.
Hold on. But the gun that you purchase has to cost more than the gun that you sold.
Well, yeah.
It has to be for your collection.
Yeah, but with all the guns.
What if I buy a suppressor with the money I made from the gun?
Yeah, but if you, I mean, with all the guns you own got lost, you're already money behind.
That's true.
Oh, I'm so far behind.
We're supposed to make money? Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody making money at this. If I'm in a business, I'm not very doing very good business. Let's put it that way.
But I think the one time I ever made anything is I picked up a Beretta PX4 Storm that had a weird, it had a rail on top. It had a piece of pick rail on top that was part of the dovetail, and it had a hollow sun on it. And I got it cheap enough at a gun store, mind you, that I took the hollow sun off, and then I took it down to my pawn shop and put it on consignment for what I paid for it. So I took the hollow sun off of it, and they ended up selling it, and I got my money back.
Well, there you go. Travis T says, I'm in the hobby, definitely not in the business. Midnight Range says, hold on. You sell a gun. Who says what you can and can't do with that money? So put it in the bank, then take the money out of the ATM.
That's not how that works. That's not how that works. You've got to go down to the laundromat and put it in the washer.
Oh.
Yep. And you put it in the washer, all that dirty money, wash it, and then it comes out and it's clean money.
Well, I'd just like to remind the government theirself with their own rulings and regulations. If you do not make a solid, continuous profit in 4 years, you're not considered a business. You're considered a hobby.
I've never been in business.
So you'd have to make money past 4 years for you could call it a business in the government's eyes.
Also in this rule, for some reason, which this should carry criminal penalty, but they decided to add in that if you were to, for some reason, try to smuggle firearms out of the country into another country, now that would normally get you charged with, you know, crimes in the country that you're smuggling the firearms into. Not only would you get charged with crimes in that country, but now the U.S. is going to charge you with crimes as well.
Unless you're the government doing it.
Of course.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah, because Fast and Furious.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I'm not mistaken, I think our very own ATF did that.
Our government tells guns to so many people, it's not even, not even funny. And again, I'm gonna make the same argument I make on all this stuff. If the industry as a whole would stand up and say, hey, we're not selling to the government anymore, this stuff would all disappear in about 5 minutes. But that's never going to happen because everybody likes sucking on that government tit.
Well, the problem is, even if U.S. manufacturers got together and said, yep, we're not going to sell to the government anymore, there's a bunch of overseas manufacturers that would take up that in a heartbeat.
That's fine. They could have the crappy Turkish pistols and the Czechoslovakian pistols. And
you don't think H&K would take up a bid for the
U.S. government? They're still part of the industry, aren't they? Like I said, the industry as a whole. The industry as a whole really wanted to open up this market and get rid of this stuff. 5 minutes. And you can't tell me that's wrong, because you know it's true. It would take 5 minutes. They would actually not even lose anything. It would be nothing but upside for them, but it's not going to happen because they like sucking on that government tit.
Exactly. And I mean, you can go like look at our gas prices. All our government has to do is say, hey, in 3 months, we're going to take bids, and whoever has the lowest price, we're going to use you for 6 months. And then in 6 months, we're going to redo it, and whoever's lowest, we're going to buy from them. Our gas would be down to less than a dollar right now. But it's just not how our government works. Hey, Sarge.
I need to take time to welcome to our panel, Sarge at C4 Defense. Good evening.
You don't have to introduce me. I need no introduction.
You need no introduction. Okay. Well,
I always wonder why they said that, but then they would proceed to introduce the person.
That's true. So real quick, Cowgirl, my apologies. I misspoke. Cowgirl Candace says, with the new rule, all sellers who meet the definition of being engaged in the business selling firearms must conduct background checks on purchasers, regardless of where the sale takes place. And then goes on to say, engaged in the business of dealing in firearms. That includes those who devote time, attention, and labor to dealing in firearms as a regular course of trade, or with the intent to make a profit through repetitive purchase and sale of firearms. Okay, now Midnight Range says, what if Obnoxious One puts said money into a stripper's chocolate pocket, then it gets dry cleaned? Can you buy a gun with it then?
Yes, because then it's been laundered and it's okay.
What if it was covered in street fudge?
That's a good one right there. Let's see. Travis T says the industry as a whole doesn't care because they have to follow rules and want people buying new, not used.
Well, yeah, and people would buy new. There would be a lot. It would be a lot easier for people to buy new if you got rid of all this other BS.
So, Sarge, we're talking about the ATF final rule that was released this week. I presume you're somewhat familiar.
No.
Obi, you want to explain to him what all this, the 166 pages of this final rule?
Yes, you're engaged.
Please don't read it verbatim.
You're engaged in the business.
Oh, gosh. We are?
You might be, actually.
How could I be?
I don't know.
The ATF has muddied even further their definition of who they can include as being engaged in the business of selling firearms. And a lot of the people in the YouTube community are panicking over this because, well, nobody knows exactly what to make of it.
Well, let's be honest. They're panicking too because that gets some clicks. And
you make more money out of panic than you do on a let's read the pages of the bill.
The sky is falling. There's people that make very good money for the sky is falling videos, but so like can like summarize like would any of us be wrapped up in that? Would we be engaged in the business?
In this panel, the puppy is not going to jail.
Well, no, I don't think we would. But.
Travis T says Serge is probably exempted on page 164.
I heard that they're making new jails for all the gun owners to put in.
Oh, gosh. Well, the good thing is it would take so long to build them, we will probably all have expired by the time they're built. Mm-hmm. We'll be fine.
Now, I've got a... this is a good point, though. I've got a friend who trades a lot. And a lot of times he trades up. Would he be engaged in the business, according to the ATF.
If you trade a 9mm, straight to jail.
Straight to jail? What if you shoot a 9mm? Straight to jail?
I have a picture.
Of the bill.
I have a picture for Gorn that G is going to absolutely love.
What I can tell you is if you shoot a 9mm through a 30 cal can, you feel like you've gone straight to jail.
Travis T says FEMA will help.
Shoot a 9mm through a 30 caliber can and it baffle strikes.
It definitely baffle struck.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Definitely baffle struck. But here's the thing. If you buy it from Silencer Co. and you call them up and you say, hey, my armorer's an idiot. And he grabbed the wrong can and ran nine millimeter through this 30 cal can. They'll set you up with an RMA and you send it in and you'll get it back like quick.
How long did it take you? I was telling that story just a little bit ago.
So I put on my post. I mailed it out last week. They got it Monday. And I had it back in my hands yesterday.
So they just handed it right off. Somebody fixed it, and they mailed it right back.
Yep. I'm guessing it's some kind of magic. They just take the internals out and put new internals in.
They're in the business. They know what they're doing.
Yep.
Well, it's always a possibility also that they took one look at it and said, oh, obnoxious one. He's a big deal. We better get him taken
care of. That could be. I did send it from my YouTube email, so.
Take one of the rods out of an Aegis gun cleaning kit and just push it through there a few times. It'll clean up those baffles real quick.
The gun snob is out there and he says, by friend, do you mean one that goes by the alias of Snarge at D5 Defense?
No.
That's me.
No, that's not a friend.
So Midnight Range wants to know, does the government care about pistol braces anymore? Is that old news for now?
Well, since I've had the injunction, then I don't know. It's still out there. Still out there. They got an injunction on it, but it hasn't.
Oh, no, they still care.
Hasn't made much news since then.
I'll tell you who doesn't care.
Company selling the braces?
This guy.
Which guy?
Me.
Oh.
I don't care.
Pump stocks, braces, it doesn't matter. The government does not like anything else.
I posted a picture of a brace today. I don't care.
I did too.
Chessboard says, OB, don't forget they want to outlaw militias and working on it now.
Well, yeah, of course they do.
What if you sell a picture of a gun and make a profit?
Oh, crap.
Are you in the business?
Oh, gosh.
What if I don't sell them? I just put them out there for everybody, free charge.
There you go. Artak and Daughter says, can we all take a minute and thank OJ for not using a pew-pew but a misfitting glove?
I don't think the glove is what he actually killed them with. I think that was a knife.
Yeah.
Fenstead says, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Fenstead says, do what I do. If you sell a gun equipment with it, do a photo shoot with the camera equipment and then buy a new gun. Problem solved.
Mm-hmm.
Boomstick Revenge says, YouTube keeps saying I'm a gun dealer. let's see. Midnight Range says, Injunction Junction, what's my function? Screwing up rights and making your life suck. Okay. Oh.
I love my unlicensed seller patch.
Oh, that's great. I need to.
I made those back in 17, the last time we had to deal with this bullshit made up crap.
Yeah. And the Charleston loophole.
Uh-huh.
The gun snub says, OJ is innocent. Quit trying to smear his good name. Now, OJ's gone now. I guess there's kind of a fight as to who's going to go up to the top of the hated exonerated criminal list. I think Casey Anthony is.
She's pretty. She'd be hard to beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I wonder. I'm a little surprised she didn't jump over him.
I wonder if OJ, like, it's not been announced, but like on his deathbed, he actually said, like, if he did it or not. I mean.
I saw a meme where he actually, those were his last words, but I don't think those were his actual last words.
Well, I mean, you think that's something you'd want to get off your chest if you did it?
Why?
You know?
Why? You think that's...
Because that's common. People do that stuff at the end. guess what?
Is that for real or is that just in movies?
No, people actually do.
Yeah, it's legit.
I know it was.
It's a psychological... It really does weigh on people's soul. Now, it's like when they're living, like when they confess, they really do feel better, like for just a little bit. And then they realize, oh, God, what have I done? I've admitted everything. But at first, they really do feel better. And people do this stuff a lot of times. And a dying utterance is considered fact or as in testimony. Like if... Like, say there was some sort of crime and both people were injured, like, whatever that person said when they documented at the end and they expired, that is, you can admit that into court as fact.
So, when I'm dying, I can admit that I was Billy the Kid.
Yep.
And then that is accepted as fact.
Okay. It is accepted as excuse me. I'm sorry. It's accepted as truth. I said the wrong word. Like, you would think you were telling the truth. So they wouldn't. They would prove you were wrong and that you were an idiot, but they would say you were telling
the truth. Yeah. And like with what Sarge was just saying about that being admitted into court, if that happens, you are so screwed because there is no way to cross-examine that.
Yeah. The jury just, they weigh it as truth. Now, what they come up with, But like he just said, there's no way to go at them. They can't go at the credibility. It's just accepted.
Yep.
I've taken a dying utterance from a person that lived, by the way.
That is patently like, false.
There is one.
But they were shot in the head, and the staff thought he would die. He did not die, and he's actually pretty much okay.
So wow. What you took was a might be dying utterance.
Yes.
You didn't take a dying utterance.
But it was considered that because of the gravity of his injury. It was considered that. It fell under that.
Right. Process. If you think you're about to die and you say that as you think you're about to die and then they save you, you're still, you said whatever you said, right? Like that's.
Yep. I said what I said.
Yep. They said it and that was
implanted so that as my heart stops, I'll real quickly say 9mm in inferior caliber and then it'll beat fat.
Yeah.
Get you one of those little things that they put in greeting cards. Exactly. Yeah, you can just have it recorded and that way
it'll just keep saying that over and over until they find the battery.
Until the battery dies, yeah. just put it in your shirt. That way when they rip open your shirt to hit you with the paddles, it starts playing.
Glitter flies everywhere.
Yep.
Glitter flies everywhere. It just keeps saying that.
Now the gun snub says, see, that's why I won't tell my secrets. I might not actually die. Mm-hmm. He says, Obi will never know who farted on his pillow in Vegas.
Oh, if Scott had farted on my pillow, I would definitely know.
They have ER bills to prove it.
Wake up with double pink eye.
I think Snob farted in Gizzard's basement is what really happened.
Midnight says that's how he got stink eye. Mr. Bob says a dying declaration is admissible in court. It's the exception to the hearsay rule of evidence.
Yes, there you go. That's probably a better, more eloquent way to put it.
Well, I've heard of people like they think the plane's going to crash or something, and like they would be confessing stuff. And that's why I think, like, sometimes people would really do that, you know what I mean?
I mean, I thought one time when we were flying out to Vegas, and I thought the plane was going down, I turned to Sarge and I did tell him, I really don't like you, dude.
He did. But you know what? I was happy because it was that time I sat next to the guy that never stopped talking.
Yeah, he literally wanted to die at that point.
That guy could have been a world champion free diver because he never took a breath from Charlotte to Vegas. And, hey, it was so bad, strangers, total strangers stopped me after we got off the little tube till you get into the terminal. They said, you have the most patience of anyone I've ever met.
And Sarge just looked at him and said, I've had enough of strangers talking to me. Get the hell out of my face.
She patted my hand and everything. She's just like, oh, it was awful.
I have never had a more enjoyable flight.
You know, 25 dangs, 10 man, that's crazy. And still keep talking. Wow, dang. Man, that's crazy.
Sounds similar to my trip out that year. I got stuck sitting next to an annoying guy all the way to Vegas also. I think that might be directed at me.
I think that's when you were in that Ford.
Yeah. I had to sit next to an annoying guy too. I know what he's talking about.
Alright, well, I raised up the prism on the Anderson pistol, and it works much better now.
Did you?
I'll put the U1T mount on it.
Now, 223 DMR says you put Hillary and Bill together, you get Hillbilly.
Ooh. Oh shit!
Oh, I mean, he's from Arkansas too.
Oh. Snob says, no, that was the year we drove my truck. Oh, okay.
I can't believe in all the time that both of them have been in politics, I never heard anybody say hillbilly like that before. No. Have any of y'all heard a meme or anything like that? Crazy.
That's true. That's actually pretty clever. And why haven't we heard it yet?
Yeah. Who said that? Because I wanna pass my condolences on to their family.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's why. It's a good point. A lot of people had said it in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I would like to pass my condolences on to the family of 223 DMR. Barely knew you, and I'm sorry.
We can't believe you did that to yourself.
Yep. That's I true. Cannot believe that you shot yourself in the head 3 times.
Yep.
Man. Alex Parlin out there. Okay. But it is, we are about an hour into the show, which means it's time to take a little bit. I can talk, really. I can.
Easy for you to say.
Take a little bit of time to let everybody know that Gear Websites is your source for every Second Matters gun channels, gear, MOID, and more. They have patches, stickers, and other items, and every Friday, this is Friday, by the way, every Friday is Free Patch Friday. So remember to buy cool stuff at gearwebsites.com. But as I say before, don't take my word for it. Let's listen to what G-Webs has to say.
GearWebsites.com is your source for firearms-based playing cards and books. We also have mugs, shirts, and posters with designs that we've made live. Of course, we have patches. Every Friday is Free Patch Friday. We appreciate your support. Thank you for shopping at GearWebsites.com.
So it's time for the last segment of our show, where we go through the panel and ask everybody, what did you learn? And then they have a chance to plug their channels however they want to. So, since he needs to get out of here and get ready for his show, let's start with G-Webs. So, G-Webs, what did you learn?
I haven't really paid attention to the, you know, the whole thing that's came out recently with the sales crap. So, while I still think it's a diversion, we can't ignore it. We get better when we learn how to fight this stuff and not just react to it. So thanks for giving me the time to an opportunity to hear something about it from real people and not from, you know, shills and sky is falling people. Appreciate it.
Yep,
thanks for hosting me this week. And thanks for the plugs for the store. I do appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you for being here. All right. So, yeah, don't forget weekly 2A wrap up right after this. So let's just continue going backwards through the panel. Let's go with Sarge. What did you learn?
I learned that that really long magazine that I have for the 1911 might be real. So I got to look closer at that. That's pretty neat. I thought it was more of a novelty, but it actually might be something pretty cool.
No, it's definitely a real magazine.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. But it might be have some significance and not just some.
I mean, but yeah, they made like in what the 90s, they made super long mags for whatever reason for pretty much everything. But they almost always just took regular mags and like welded them together.
Mainly for Miami Vice.
So I learned that.
What do you have coming up?
I'm going to do some shooting tomorrow and record some video with the Untouchable 45 with the Frontline Series pistol and rifle.
All right. So
look, and maybe to... I might even shoot with a little pride and honor for the fun of it.
I think it'd be well deserved. All right. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Speaking of pride and honor, let's ask the gun snob, what did you learn?
I learned some people are completely wrong and think scopes go on lever actions and they're savages and should just leave now. That's all I know about that. And yeah, I did get my Anderson Frontline Series 7.5-inch 300 blackout pistol video shot and somewhat edited. So I'll finish editing that this weekend and that will go up probably Sunday evening.
All right. Well, thank you for being here.
I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Of course not. All right.
I mean, I would have been late, but I wouldn't have missed it.
Unlike some folks like Rich White. Anyway, let's go up to the top row. Hillbilly, what did you learn?
I learned that Sarge was a pretty good-looking feller back in the day, I guess.
Are you saying he's not now?
Had all the ladies. Well, I also learned that if I send my lever action Marlin off, get the barrel threaded and put a silencer on it so I can see over it with my scope, a snob probably come unglued.
It might be well worth the time to do then. So you've got some stuff coming up, right?
Oh, yeah. We got Guns, Bear, and Therapy tomorrow night. And since we said goodbye to the Black Skinny Knife last week, we have a new giveaway coming up tomorrow night. So join in and see if you can be the first one to win the new giveaway. And thanks a lot for
having me. You're one of Hillbilly's channel members. You know what that is already.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a secret. So
yeah.
Hopefully we can keep it a secret till tomorrow night. But yeah, thanks for having me on, Gary. I sure appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for being here as always. And last but not least, Obnoxious One, what did you learn?
I learned that Midnight Range's Google search results look exactly like I thought they would look.
All right. What do you have coming up?
I released my Gideon Advocate video today. So if you haven't seen that, go check that out. Got other stuff coming out next week and then probably some things as well.
What is the Advocate?
The Prism. 1X Prism.
All right. Well, thank you for being here also.
I'm contractually obligated.
That's true. All right. So let me.
So am I, but I still skip half the show. Don't worry about it. He didn't really care.
It's expected of you. That's why you make less than Obi does.
What?
What? I'm supposed to be making something? What? Is he paying you to come on? And that's the only way he could be making less.
Well, half of nothing is still nothing.
Yeah, but you said less, zero,
didn't you?
You said less. You didn't say the same.
No, I had the two in the denominator. I did not divide by zero. Anyway,
I just can't do that.
I just did. Anyway, so let's get this thing. Let's get this show off the road. So I want to thank everybody for watching.
Off the rails all night.
Off the rails on a crazy train. That's right.
He put his hand on his chin again.
Thanks to all my viewers on YouTube, Facebook, and X.
What about Twitch? Yeah. Are you just ignoring Twitch now?
Yeah, I'm ignoring Twitch now.
Okay.
And want to also give a shout out to everybody watching or listening in the replay. Thanks for being out there.
Why would somebody do that?
I have no idea. But for the 5 or 6 people who watch the replay, thank you. Or listen to it. Anyway, thanks to everybody out there in the audience for their text comments and stuff. Everybody who sent in Gorn. So we'd have Gorn. We had a lot of Gorn tonight. Good stuff, too. Thank you. Thanks to my panel for their normal stellar job in tonight's show. And a special
thanks. Are you saying more stellar?
Stellar.
Stellar. Wow. I feel special.
Stellar.
You are a stellar feller. Yes, you are. And a special thanks to all my YouTube channel members for their support of my channel. I sure do appreciate it. Remember, we have members-only chats every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central.
You don't have to be lonely. That's members right. Only.
That's right. So, anyway, I want to remind everybody that if anyone tries to infringe on your right to keep and bear arms, give them the bird. That's what I say. So, with that, we end tonight's show. I'm going to give my panel one last chance to say goodbye
Chicken
before
lizard.
I play the closing credits. So here we go. Or not.
Good night. Everybody. Chicken lizards.
Give them the bird.
Later,
Tater.
Bye. Good night, everybody.
Tater salad.
Thanks for listening. Foul Territory is a production of Gizzard Gary Productions and is streamed live every Friday at 9 p.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch, and released as an audio podcast on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Google Podcast, Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Listen Notes, Samsung, and Podchaser. For more information, visit our website at gizzardgary.com.